middle school. It was a history teacher. It wasn't my history teacher, but it was a history teacher that was known as the hottest teacher in school. Okay. And I've always been attracted to older men, so I kind of just would eat lunch in there during my lunchtime, and eventually figured out that he kind of liked me. And I wasn't really, in middle school and high school, I never really hung out with too many people, so it was really easy to keep things secret. I'm actually still friends with him today.
But, wait a minute, you're telling me at middle school you slept with a teacher? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I didn't sleep with him, but I didn't at that time. I didn't want to at that time, but we did mess around.
So you messed with the teacher when is what we're trying to find out.
Well, during middle school, I went over to...
So during middle school, you did have a sexual relationship with the teacher?
Yes.
And when you say middle school, exactly how old were you?
I think it was eighth grade.
So you were probably about, what, 14?
Yes.
Did the teacher...
He was very young. He was like 23, 22, something like that.
No, he's an adult. No. Don't try to give him no outs. Now, did he seduce you or what?
No, I'm attracted to older men. And
you're only 14? How you know you're attracted to an older man at 14?
I still am to this day.
You don't feel like the teacher did anything wrong?
When I think back to it now, that's why it's kind of just a friendship thing, because you don't think about it at that age. It's just like, wow, somebody older is interested in me. But if I think about it now, I'm like, oh, that's wrong. In my eyes, I was completely too young for that.
Now, you never told anybody while you were going to school? You didn't think, like, you know what, I have to tell somebody?
Even to this day.
So this is the first time somebody's really knowing you telling us?
Yeah.
You say mess with, first, second, third, a home run?
I guess second.
So there was some groping going on, but there was no actual sexual intercourse?
No, there was none of that. Not at that age. He did want to, but I did resist.
Until how long?
I mean, I left after that. I went to high school.
And so that relationship never... So you didn't really go through all the way, but there was some heavy petting, perhaps?
Yes, and then in high school, I had a relationship with a wrestling coach, and after that, a science teacher.
Wait a minute. So
were they all approaching you?
Yes.
And this is all the same high school? Or did you transfer high schools? Or
it's the same one.
Did the coaches and teachers know that you were dating the other coaches and the other teachers? Or
no. No.
Okay. And how far did that one go?
The wrestling coach, we did end up having sexual intercourse.
So I'm imagining that you're at least 15, 16 at this point. That never came across to you as being wrong?
At that point, I was probably, 17. And no, not at that time.
And as you look back on it now, are you saying to yourself, you know what, that was wrong? And you don't feel like you were taken advantage of or anything like that?
No, I think it's wrong to blame it on somebody else. It's your decision as well.
But you're 16.
Yeah, I still don't feel it right to blame it completely on the other person.
So still to your mind, if you saw that there was some kid and some teacher having sexual relations, you would say they are equal to blame to you?
Yeah.
And you felt like you were mentally able to be able to deal with a relationship with a grown adult. You felt like you understood what was happening between the two of you.
Oh, completely. I've always had, I forget how they word it, but I've always been an old soul.
Wow. That blows my mind.
Yeah, even to this day, I still talk to...
I just want you to know that we totally don't agree. I think that... And I understand how you feel, because you feel like you just like older men, but I believe that those men did take advantage of you. And it was an improper relationship, because these are grown men. They know exactly what they're doing. And I understand what you're saying, though. You were open to it. You were open-minded to it. But still,
I see your point of view as well.
I understand. I mean, we both understand each other. Just last question. Were there any other problems in your home, any molestation, anything like that? Or you just always felt attracted to older men?
Oh, no, nothing like that.
So you just were always attracted to older men?
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your honesty this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I'll have a great day.
You too, sweetheart.
Bye.